Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
It's now at noon on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Records could be shattered this holiday season. Millions of people are hitting the road or taking to the skies to get to their holiday destinations. ABC's Matt Rivers is on the tarmac at LaGuardia Airport in New York.
More than 122 million Americans set to travel more than 50 miles from home this year. That is going to be a record, not just in these days, but also in the days after Christmas. We're going to be looking at these busy days for a while now. And just as a reminder, when you're getting on the roads, obviously you get to the airports early. When you're getting on the roads, the worst times to drive between 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. each day.
How about some good news when it comes to traveling?
I just gave you
some bad news on the roads because we do have some crashes and on top of that in our construction zones. However, I just took a peek at Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee for you here. If you are flying out right now, it is looking good. Arrivals and departures. I didn't see any cancellations, no delays either. Either they're going in, they're coming in, going out on time. Already departed. It's looking good so far.
May not need to use the de-icer this weekend either, or this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to warm up.
Number two, win and they're in. Despite a heartbreaking overtime loss to the Bears Saturday night in Chicago, the Packers are one win away from securing a playoff berth. Green Bay takes on the Baltimore Ravens Saturday night, what'll be likely the final home game of the season before finishing up on the road against the Vikings the following week. Here's the story to follow. Quarterback situation. Major storyline this week for the Packers and the Ravens, for that matter. Jordan Love remains in concussion protocol.
That's always a tough one to navigate. There's a lot of steps to getting through that. But I do think, just my conversations with people, I have not specifically talked to him today, but it sounded like he was doing better.
Meanwhile, backup Malik Willis dealing with a shoulder injury that could limit his practice time this week. But if he's called upon to start, Matt LaFleur feels confident Willis can lead the team to a win.
I think he's done a hell of a job. I think we've all seen it, right? I mean, when he's gone in there, we've been able to move the football. We've won games with him as a starter, so we've got a ton of confidence in him and his ability to go in there and win a game if need be.
Ravens are 7-8, but still in the playoff hunt despite losing to the Patriots Sunday afternoon. So what if Willis can't go and Love can't go?
That's crazy.
There is a guy that nobody's heard of on the practice squad. And then there's always these emergency quarterbacks on the roster, but it's kind of a mystery. Like, who's your emergency quarterback if you don't have a healthy quarterback on the active roster for a game? And apparently in Green Bay, it's running back Josh Jacobs and wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Well, and so that's what LaFleur said, but it's like, is that real? Could that really happen?
Yes.
Or do you think they're going to pluck somebody from somewhere else?
Well, the thing is, on game day, you would never have a quarterback from the practice squad active, right? You rarely take three quarterbacks into a game day situation. So emergency is around if you got no healthy bodies who are on the active roster. But hopefully that is not the case here. And, you know, these guys were able to practice a little bit this week. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, a former MVP, he's got a back issue. He left yesterday's game against New England. So it'll be a Saturday night contest at Lambeau Field.
Hopefully it's not an emergency. Yeah. Emergency Packers service. Yeah, I just changed it a little bit. Yeah. Well, whether you do your spending in a physical store or online, time is running out to finish your Christmas shopping. So just how many procrastinators are out there? ABC's Jim Ryan has the answer.
A poll from SurveyMonkey finds that 1 in 5 Americans will hold off on holiday shopping until the last minute. The National Retail Federation puts the average spend at $890 per person, a slight decline from last year. But factor in inflation, the NRF anticipates the first $1 trillion holiday shopping season in history.
Woo, trillion.
Shoo.
Well, is it too late to save? Jim will join us at 1:15 to detail any last-minute deals out there and explain what's going to cost you more for waiting so long.
Yeah, I wonder how much of that trillion is spent between the 22nd and 25th. I'd be very curious to see a breakdown of that.